matter of itself, I guess.
Okay.
And I'm at a meeting.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So, Arthur Burns, he was, criticizing him and criticizing the Fed, says that this is a violation of an understanding that he had with you the other day.
That I can't control, son.
And, well, he wanted to lodge his...
Well, I didn't know anything about the speech, and I'll check it.
All right. Well, I said that, in effect. I said, I'm sure you knew nothing.
That I checked with it. I actually handled my cracking, but I can't handle every member of the council. Well, I'll get them all in and get it done.
Well, the reason I'm mentioning this is that Arthur has his sources in this group.
Oh, man.
And so he'll be listening for a report of what happens at the cabinet meeting.
All right.
Cabinet meeting will basically be Paul McCracken stating the problem.
I'm going to turn it over to you this time.
Right, and I'll call on Paul. Statement of the problem. Statement of a range of possible solutions. And then Jim Hodson on the specific progress of the negotiations.
You realize that he got me beating a bunch of Italians at 11.
Yeah.
So I don't know, shall I just walk out at 11?
Well, I keep it moving. I propose to have this done by 11.
All right.
And, some discussion following Hodson's exposition, and then very brief closing remarks by you in terms of Hodson's proposal.
Do we want to say what we're going to do?
I think you might as well.
All right.
There's a story in the New York Times this morning about the fact that they have come to Hodson with this proposal.
All right.
And I think over the weekend it'll be generally known that this is what you're going to do.
When will it be announced?
We'd like to sign the executive order Monday in San Clemente and have a representative of the public, the union, and the industry members of this commission present.
All right.
And, you know, try and give it a little visibility.
Good.
So I think if you want to say at the end of the meeting that, and the other thing that Hodson knows and may not say in here is that he had a very cordial reception from me, who indicated that this is what you should do, that he was for it, that at the very least he would not criticize it, and that he might be able to do more. And then Hodson called one of the building trades presidents, who had just had a call from me and was already lined up. So Meany is calling around.
Yeah.
And so it looks pretty good from that standpoint. That's all I have on my mind right now. We have a problem with Ronald Reagan on this damn CRLA, this legal assistance thing. We're going to have a meeting this noon, and I may want to talk to you on the airplane for a minute about that, if it's appropriate. Well, you're going to see him, you see, later in the week. And it's that thing that Bob and I mentioned today over in the house. We may get it settled this morning. If we don't, then we're moving right into, you know, where he is, and we're going to have to come to grips with it. He's mad as hell right at the moment.
Damn it, settle it. Just say we cannot. We don't fight about this.
That's what we're